Hello. Hello, darling. Oh, good. Sorry, it's right on lunchtime. You've got Anthony online. He's got the app open. He's got $198,000 in his Q Super, and he's 35 years of age. Yep, it's gone through. Yep, Q Super, 35 years of age. Very nice man. He's on his lunch break, but he's happy to have a chat. Thanks, love. Bye.
Good mate, how are you? No worries. Just 2 seconds. I'm just, back at work I'll turn the radio off. Electrician for the government. Traffic lights, cameras, all the stuff the government owns. All right, mate. Open. The app is open and we are ready. Yeah, there we go. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to click on that link? Oh, no worries. Okay, all right. Yeah, as I said to the lady, I have the app set up just to view the balance. I have no idea anything else about the app at all or how to navigate it. I'm more than happy to follow instructions. Yeah. Well, it took me probably 20 years to set the app up. And then, as I said to the lady, I don't know if that's good or bad because it sort of creates anxiety going, is that enough? Like, now that I know the figure, is that enough? Or... That's it. Yes, nearly 200 grand, 198, 483, 11 cents. Yes, that's correct. Client ID. It would be 195-367723. Now the app's gone all fucking weird. Half the stuff's missing. I hate apps. Oh, just reload. Sorry. Quick login. There's a thing down the bottom where you can click. Oh, here we go. It's back. It's got an allocation on the front in percentages, but only three of them. There's transactions, performance. If I click on accumulation, it says, oh, here we go. It says, I haven't, mate, once my super was set up with my employment, I haven't touched it at all. All I've done is rung up and added. I'm getting to add a bit of extra super every pay. That's all I've really done. But it's got an investment mix. It's got high growth Australian shares index and international shares hedged index. So three different things by the looks. And it has a percentage attached to it. 49.14%. That was the high growth. Australian shares was 24.55%. Yep, and international shares hedged index is 26.31. Just the three, all I can see. And then it goes into transactions. Yeah. No, I don't remember having any choice at all in any of this. Just it was just set up and that was it. Nah, go over to performance. Lifetime outlook, I can click on that. Pops up. FY to date, 6.28%. Investment returns as of 31st of October this year. Then it's got 10 years, 7 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year. Risk profile and fees. So risk is high. Time frame is 7 plus years. Yep. No worries. Your cover is death cover. You don't currently hold this type of insurance. Total permanent disability, you don't hold this type of insurance. Income protection, which I thought was standard with every super, you don't currently hold this type of insurance. So fucking nothing by the looks of it. Mate, I was always told that income protection is part of your super. You can easily access your super and do all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I guess I never checked it. Well, I don't know whether I've cancelled that or not. I don't remember doing so, but I remember I was speaking to the last lady about the fact that I was hit by a car. I had shoulder reconstruction. And when I applied for income protection, whether it was with my super or not, I was rejected because apparently the surgery was elective. Even though I was hit by a car and they had to put my shoulder back together. Yeah, fucking unbelievable. So not much faith in super and all, because I even work for the government. I'm the first thing to tell you that's fucking useless. But yeah, just one of those generic ones, mate, where it's been set up and then just left to run its own accord. Definitely income protection. I work on the roads. I think last week we had two of our people hit by a car. So I'm worried about being off work. Yeah, I'm worried about being off work. And then I do have a pretty decent leave account. But again, if you're injured, you shouldn't have to use your own leave. But it then comes down to how long you're off work for. So if it's more than a couple of months, I'd be up Schitt's Creek. So I would definitely be... Yeah, I would definitely have that as a minimum, just have some protection that if I can't work, I can at least get some form of money. Yeah. Yeah, I've always not been a fan of that because when you apply for that, you need it straight away and they never give it to you straight away. So you have this period of getting into more and more and more debt. Which then how are you supposed to get out of that? But anyway, that's a conversation for a different day. Oh, bloody oath. Yeah, bloody oath. And you don't find out what right when you need it, yeah. Does that come out of your super? Or is that a... Can I just ask, sorry, how is that different to then... Because I've withdrawn super on compassionate leaves before. Well, how does that differ to just having an accident or not being able to work and then just going through that route? Because I would assume insurance would be a different ball of money. A bit concerning that it's your own money, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Because I've helped my father withdraw a bunch of his for cancer treatment and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I guess that's a question for those other people. It's just like if I am hit by a car and I'm in a wheelchair, for example, and I can't work, Yeah, all right. Oh. I'll tell me about it. I spent 6 or 7 months with them, and I wouldn't recommend that to my worst enemy. It's horrible. So, yeah, I'd like to avoid work cover, that's for sure. No, not that I'm aware of. I doubt it. How would you check that, sorry? Statements, profile, the important information, beneficiary, right down the bottom. Can you set it up so your dog gets everything? I got to log in. Well, that's, again, I haven't logged in since I first created this app 10 years ago. So I wouldn't even know what my username is. Well, you click on the app, it uses facial identification, and you just log in. There's no actual password. Just a quick look at my emails. QSuper. Let me have a look. Sorry, mate. Back to the app. Performance transactions. Performance. View performance. Income. View performance. Insurance. Doesn't look like it. Statements. We're onto it. Benefit statement, past statements. So I just click on the 30th of June 2025. That's the most recent. Downloading statement. Yeah, I'm also getting fucking lessons on the app. That's awesome. Here we go. Now we're cooking. All right, your active balance. Yeah. Preservation age 60. Fucking hell. Okay, what are we looking for in here? Oh shit, there's 10 pages. That I was going to say nothing, but there's 10 pages. Q investment report, BPAY, your benefits and insurance, your super transactions. Let's go down. Where are you heading? Saying I need 1.2 million to retire, that's never going to happen. That's a fucking joke. I can't see anything at all, mate, so I would have to assume that there's nothing. I'd almost bet money there's nothing, mate. Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably set it up as my nephew. Is that something you can do, or do they have to be of legal age? Yeah, just because if push does come to shove, I'd much rather them get my money directly rather than my brother having to handle it all, I guess. But, yeah, okay, I'll set that up, I guess, when the time comes. Yeah. '21st of the 2nd, 1990. Yes, that's correct. Markham, M-A-R-K-H-A-M. Do you have a middle name? I probably... not on the... The statement's got my first and last name, that's all. See, that's got... Hold up, sorry, it's got 17 Gadgarra Close, Cairns, but then it's got the suburb Morningside, which is in Brisbane, so that's fucking... I got to get that fixed as well. Cairns. I've just moved back from Cairns from Brisbane, but they've obviously got this mixed up because you can't have Morningside in Cairns. Yeah, I have to get that fixed up just in my own details. Seven in Gadgarra Close, Edmonton. Yeah, it's a shit one. GADGARRA. Close, yes. Edmonton, 4869. Yep. Yes. Shit, horrible. I've just moved back because my father has prostate cancer, so it's a bit of a personal... Yeah, I was enjoying Brisbane, but yeah, it's a lot hotter up here. .393, yes, that's my mobile. That's pretty much my only means of contact. Email, but I don't check it, so... my horrible high school email, lovely aunt. So LOVERLYANT. Yeah. At hotmail.com. I spelt in high school, apparently. That's how I spelt in high school, apparently, because it's spelt wrong. Love early. But yeah, I'd go back in time and kick my own ass if I could. Yeah. Yes. Is it? It's a sticker, because they update them nowadays as just a sticker. But yes, I did. Yeah, well, it's written on the back of your license, but when you go and update it, they don't give you a new one. They just give you a sticker in the mail that goes on the back of it. So. Wish I was money laundering. I'd have fucking more money. I can grab it, mate, in 2 seconds. And no, I didn't know it was deductible because I've been paying extra tax for a while now, extra on top of my employer. Where the fuck am I? Important information. Here we go. Here we go. Tax file number is 361-081-872. Single. No. Nice. Yes. It's technically signal electrician, but it's electrician just for the government. Yeah, for the Queensland government. Probably 10 years. Yeah, it's allowed me to transfer to Brizzy and then transfer back all at the same rate. So, yeah, it's pretty lucky. Yes. So any government asset, so traffic lights, cameras, electronic signs, anything that the government owns that's on the road. Mainly, the main thing is traffic signals and cameras. Oh, I do, yes. Well, my brother borrowed my car on the weekend and told me a fib about it, and then I said, well, this is where you went, because my rego in the system sends me a message, so I know you went to the airport at this date, and I know you did this and you did that. And he's like, oh, you should have told me. And I was like, oh, I'm very resourceful.
I can. No, I can, and I've just got AI working for me. So every time my car goes through a camera or anything like that, it gives me a notification. Just because Cairns has so many stolen vehicles, I've even installed like an electronic immobiliser. So when you get in the car, you've got to enter a certain code before you even turn it on. But I'm just very tech savvy. I just build computers. I'm just very tech, bit of a nerd, bit of tech savvy. So I caught him out and felt really good because it's like, haha, I am resourceful. Yep. I do more paperwork than actual work. So, for example, if I go and change a light bulb somewhere, I then have to do like 30 minutes of paperwork to prove that I did it. You got to take photos before and after. So it's very, very paperwork heavy. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much all it is. That's really hard to answer because every single question I do, I have to do paperwork. I am a field-based worker. I do all my paperwork in the field on a laptop. So it would be like, fuck, I've never had to answer that. Either 60-40? No. Well, I am on the tools. That's what I mean. Every job has paperwork attached to it, so I'm kind of both. Yeah. Yep. I do work in a bucket truck, so we do go up to lights. They are 12 metres is the highest light, so we don't go over 12 metres, but I do work at heights from when I have to change lights up high in a sort of bucket truck with a EWP. Hazardous materials? No, not really. Just the normal stuff like WD-40 and, you know, random stuff. Yes, I have a EWP license. I also have a working at high license. I also have a high risk license as well. So I also have an EWP rescue license. So there's about four or five licenses just before you can do it. Working at heights. I think that's pretty much covers it, yeah. And then the local, yep. I have electrical ticket, yes. We then even have a VOC, so once you get your license, you then have to prove you're competent by showing someone that has the license as well. You have to show them you can do it. So we have like an internal license as well, like a VOC, verification of competence. You gotta have a license to wipe your bum around here, pretty much. Yes, we do have quite a few, I call them window lickers, yes. VOC, VOC. So it's just like a government. You just got to prove you can do it. So it's just all arse covering, really. Even though you've just gone and got a license, they need to then prove that you know how to use the license, I guess. So, yeah, very efficient. Yeah. That's it. The wheel is not circular. That's it. Oh, it's fucking unreal. It is unreal. Sorry, repeat that? No, I've done this since school, so no, it's my only job. besides the love jobs where you don't get paid for. That's about it. Hit and miss. It's all based on overtime, but it would be between 90 and 100 on average. I should check the app, but I'm not sure. Whatever they do as standard, I then do extra. Yes. I believe salary sacrifice, but as I said to the last lady, all this stuff was set up, you know, 6, 7, 10 years ago, so it's a bit
hard to remember that sort of shit. But if I go on this app and go to the transactions, would it tell me the percentage? Here we go. Salary, sacrifice, voluntary contribution. It's got a figure, but not a percentage. This is weird. Admission. So that was, it's just got a random date. So that's, I don't think it's for the, I should fucking know. I can just try to bring up a pay docket if you want. It'll be written on there. Problem is going through 1,000 fucking emails. Yeah, it's not that easy. It's
okay.
You search pay, I can't remember who it's from.
Yes.
Fuck my life. Let's have a quick look, sorry. Because it was probably 2 weeks ago I was fucking paid. Oh, I've got fucking 2,100 emails, mate, so my emails just get smashed every day. Let's have a look. I can go back to that. QSuper, that was more statements. Beneficiary statement bullshit. Your investment report. QSuper report. Your super transactions. Account transactions. Yeah, but it's all dollar figures. There's no percentages. Gross amount, tax deductive, net amount. And it's for each fortnight. All right, well, it looks all, it's all different figures too, but it's around the $330 range. So $339, $333, $336, $339, $340. So it maxes out at $340, but it's all like it's all randomly around the 300-ish to 330 to 340 range. That was gross amount. Yeah, that's, so each one has got a date that's 2 weeks apart. So I think each one of them is for a pay cycle. Yeah, a fortnightly pay cycle. It's got salary sacrifice, voluntary contributions. That's what I've been talking about. There's a whole bunch of dates from March to July, and they seem to be 2 weeks apart. For example, 12th of November, 29th of October, 15th of October, 1st of October. So that seems to be 14 days in between. So just say for the, what's the most recent one? 4th of March, $338 gross, tax deducted. So they always take out about $50, so about $280 net. And so it's about $280, $290 net across every single month. Sorry, that's... Yeah. Nah, it gives a proper breakdown, which in this case is making it worse. Round, yeah, it obviously changes because each fortnight, based on overtime, my income changes ever so slightly. I believe so, yes. Oh, tomorrow? Yesterday? I don't know any tradie that can work till 60 and not completely fuck themselves, so I think it's a load of bullshit. Different story for a different day, but I guess I'd go the earliest age possible, I guess, technically. Is that the earliest I can get it is 60? That should be a crime, man. That's bullshit. Fuck my life. I need a better job. fucking no idea, mate. I hate those questions. Rent, $300 a week. Fuel, you'd allocate $100 a week. Food, maybe another $100 a week, or maybe more, $150 a week. That's kind of really it. I try not to spend any money because I never have any money to spend. Nah. Yeah, you divide that up for the three quarterly, I guess. So how to make that per week, I've got no idea because the power bill is always different as well. I'd probably allow 50 a week for power, yeah, at least. Yeah, I just over assume, that seems fairly accurate. Nope, I'm living fortnight to fortnight. Oh, it's horrible. It would have to be, otherwise I'd be going backwards, yeah. So I don't know how it's going to stay the same. Yeah, I know a guy down south, an old fella retired, and he sort of told us later on at the pub that, yeah, his income hasn't changed. So whatever his fortnightly income was, let's just say it's $2,000 a fortnight, he was getting that. So it's like nothing's changed except he just doesn't go to work. But he was driving around in a brand new Land Cruiser with a brand new fucking boat with a brand new caravan. So I think he was fairly well off. I would like even just one of those, yeah. Yeah, see, I've been hit by a car, but so I've got multiple injuries I've got to deal with daily. So I don't know how I'm going to get to 60, mate. It's unbelievable. But anyway, that's a different story. But yeah, I guess you can look at that. Yeah, well, I don't know what else I'm going to do, but yeah. That's fair enough, mate. It is all about perception, yeah. Well, sorry, I was about to say, yeah, I'm in a really shitty financial situation. I'd be pretty honest about it.
Nope. But $80,000 Hilux, but that's just financed. I don't know how much is owing on it, but if I crashed it tomorrow, that's how much I'd get as a payout. I've had it for at least a couple of years, and I believe when I set the loan up, I probably would have gone the longest time possible to make the payments for cheaper. I'd probably say 7 if I was to bet on it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to hope so. I don't know the actual figure, sorry. I was even considering selling it soon to just not have that come out of my bank, that constant every week, that loan repayment. I think I pay $350 a fortnight. Probably just my credit card. I could check right now. Wouldn't fucking much, $4,000 or $5,000 maybe. I'm trying to pay most of it off, yeah. Fuck, where are we? Available. So like $5,000 I think. Is the limit on it? It has 3.5 on it. Yeah, definitely. No. It would be 6'3", which is 192 centimetres, I think, and I'm about 100 kilos. Yeah. I've got some injuries, yes. I was hit by a car going home from work on a motorbike, and it was a pretty lengthy, shitty work cover claim. But yes, I do have I've had a left shoulder reconstruction, and I do have a bulging disc in my lower back. Oh, yeah. Yep. About 2019, I think, something like that. Maybe a year or so afterwards, because it had to go through work cover and all that. Yeah. Nope. The surgeon said he has no idea and he'd like to operate again to make sure. So, no. Well, I got no idea, but the first surgery didn't work and it probably made things worse, so I'm not really keen to run back to a surgeon who has no idea what he's talking about, or... Like, work cover was one of the most horrible experiences I've ever encountered, to be honest. I can understand why the head office is all boarded up with bulletproof windows and bollards, and I can understand why now. Yeah, it's horrible. That's all that's been diagnosed. Probably too much stress, I guess, but that's not diagnosed. But, yeah, mainly the medical, the injuries, yeah, from the bike crash. Not unless I'm sick or anti-inflammatory or anything like that. More maintenance sort of stuff. Nah, not really, no. Yes, for years. Yeah.
Physio?
No, because I can't afford to go to it all the time. It's too much money. Yeah, work cover really dropped the ball. Yep. I have had a mental health plan to get access to cheaper, like a shrink appointment, like that, you know what I mean? That stuff is too expensive. So I think many years ago, I went and got a mental health plan, but since then, probably well overdue. Yes. Fuck. 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Came home from my fly-in, fly-out job to my partner with somebody else in my $13,000 bed. So, yeah, that was the main reason for that. Ah, shit happens. It's very common with minors, I feel, because you're just not there. And the old come home a week early for the anniversary and then, oh, I wasn't expecting you. Well, that's usually how a surprise goes, yeah. So got a bit burnt there, but that's just life, unfortunately. Yeah, I just went and spoke to someone and surprisingly I used to think it was a load of shit, but then I went and did it and I was like, oh, this mental health stuff, I like promote it now. I think it's very, most men don't worry about it and you can tell. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, awesome. I'm just one of those stereotypical ones, I can admit it. You only go to the doctor if your leg's sore when it's about to fall off, which is not good. You're supposed to go as soon as you notice something, but yeah. Yeah. Less than 10 hours sick leave, so I got fuck all leave. Maybe 30 hours if I'm lucky. What, sorry? No. No. Yes. Now that I got a niece and a nephew, I just haven't, even when I was talking to the other lady about a beneficiary, I haven't got one set up. I would like to set them up at least, yeah. No, not officially. Well, not very. I guess it turns down to achievable goals, maybe the 12 months. Not live week to week. Have money for a holiday, regardless of how small it is. I think that's really about it, to be honest. I'd be fucking stoked with that. Oh, to go overseas, you'd need a couple of thousand minimum. But even Bali would be a goal just because of how cheap it is. But, yeah, even that's sort of out of my reach. Japan. Yeah, that would be, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's pretty much how you get your holiday and everything else, is you have the ability to save money. And then that compounds, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, I can actually fucking do something. Like a normal person. Oh, I would be fucking stoked at $5,000. I'd be absolutely stoked. And that's not even that much, yeah. Yep. Well, I'd like to pay off my car because considering at some point of selling it to not have the debt anymore, but just to be financially not so restricted, yeah, by my work, having to work because I've, yeah, it's hard when you've got injuries because you need time away. You need to relax, I guess, but you need to have money for that. And then you need to have the leave to be able to get paid while you're away, unless that comes down to if you've got enough save, that doesn't matter. But that always helps when you get a paycheck while you're holidaying, I guess. That's obviously, I'd have to get all that. I've got to get all that done before I even do the holiday and the savings. So I've got a few things burning away there. Well, I don't think I'll be jet-setting around the world, but just be able to live comfortably, I guess. Oh, well, it's depressing talking about it because it's not going to happen. Owning your house, not paying anything off. Owning your car, not paying anything off. Living, not struggling and eating rations. Not struggling for the power bill. Comfortably living within your means as well. That would be not an obvious thing, yeah. Probably both. Yeah, probably both. There's no point having a large amount of growth if you then lose it. So probably both. Yes, definitely. Not that I'm... I probably should, to be honest. That's been on my thought to-do list for a little while now because I'm not doing very well. And my argument is you have to fucking pay someone to get help, but sort of a means to an end, yeah. But... yeah. Yeah, I sort of know the answer already, but to have it to come from someone of that caliber would hopefully make a difference. Yeah, pretty much. Nice. They're my favourite. No worries. Probably the middle one. I understand it's like a boat. It goes up and down, hence COVID. I think I lost 20 grand out of it. And then, yeah, so it's based on what's going around in the world. But someone else is doing it for me. Yeah, I'm just aware that it can go up and down. And, yeah, you just hear at work, someone comes in and goes, oh, my super's lost 50 grand. You go, oh, I probably should check mine. Hmm. Well, that's right, yeah. The answer doesn't really line up with what I'm thinking because I'd say very uncomfortable because of the movement, but mainly because I don't have control over it. It's somebody else doing it, but I don't make any changes. You know what I mean? I don't actively go in and change anything, because I unfortunately trust that they're doing the proper job. But just that level of being uncomfortable because it's out of your control. You could log in one day and have 300 grand, and you could log in the next day and have 100 grand. You're like, what the fuck? So it's a bit hit and miss, yeah. Probably the second one, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, see, to me, I thought it was the same thing. Your income increases by it growing, but I obviously don't know that much about it. Yeah, I don't know how to answer that one. Sorry. Can I possibly, sorry, get you to reword that one, or just say it again? Sorry. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's really tricky. Well, I do. You got to get the risk it for the biscuit, so to speak. Like, the higher risks usually come with higher rewards, but then I would just, yeah, I don't know, mate. I would probably prefer it to be more safely growing than rapidly growing. Sorry, this alarm is fucking going on. Shut up. Stop. Uh, 10%. Probably the second one, maybe. Sorry, the last one. I'd get advice, yeah. No. Awesome. Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I knew I didn't have much, but it's good to actually now know my way around the app a little bit better. But, yeah, I don't know, mate. I've always said it's probably even anxious now that you get to know. I don't know what's worse, not knowing the figure or knowing it, not knowing if it's enough. Yeah. But no, not really, mate. It's been a bit of a journey for me, which has been good. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, without somebody losing it, yeah. Yep. Yep. They're still getting paid. They're still getting paid from it, right? They're still getting a fee. They're still getting paid, right? So that's the real. That's really why they're doing it, is to get, you know, it's a. It's not a. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Yeah, that. Yeah, no bias. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Look at all options, but I had that decision when I went from, I believe it was Sun Super beforehand. I was told that being a government employee that this was the best option to take, and every other employee that I work with had said that they weighed it all up and it was, you know, Q Super was way better. But again, that's word of mouth. I didn't actually go and do the fucking shit myself. I just went and been like, all right, well, that's, I'm with the government now, and that's just what you do. Oh, definitely not. Yeah. You're right, sir. No, you're right, sir. That does, yeah, suit me. Yeah. Be the goal, yeah. I'm just at work, mate, but I can write something down. Sorry, come again? Yeah, yeah, I thought I heard six. I thought I heard $6,000. Me, are you? It does. I've just never heard of anyone ever paying nearly $7,000 for advice on their super. So I'm starting to get into the scam realm now. I'm a bit concerned. But I'm still down. I'm still down nearly $7,000. Doesn't mean if it doesn't matter if I can access or not. I'm still technically down $7,000. That's wild. Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. I honestly don't know how anyone would be comfortable with spending, even if I got $2 million out of this, like $6,000 for super advice. I nearly fell over when you said that. Sorry, that's unbelievable. That's hectic. Yeah. Potentially, yeah. It's potentially, yeah. So there's no promises. That's why it's really concerning, because everyone at my work that I've spoken to about getting their super refinanced or looked at, or even, you know, he never came close to $6,000. So I just, yeah, that's what's got me a bit confused, a bit bloody a deer in the headlights. Yeah.
You have been kicked from this conference.